For the first time, the Food and Drug Administration has ordered a major tobacco company to stop selling some of its cigarettes. NPR's Rob Stein has the story.
The FDA got the power to regulate tobacco 6 years ago. That meant it could demand any new cigarettes prove they are not riskier for smokers than existing brands. Since then, the FDA has rejected a bunch, but this is the first time it's gone after a big tobacco company and popular brands. Mitch Zeller heads the FDA's Center for Tobacco Products.
Earlier today, we issued orders that will stop the sale and distribution of four currently marketed R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company cigarettes: Camel Crush Bold, Vantage Tech 13, Pall Mall Deep Set Recessed Filter Menthol, and Pall Mall Deep Set Recessed Filter.
Reynolds failed to prove those cigarettes don't expose smokers to more of the known dangerous chemicals in tobacco, had failed to show they don't contain new, potentially dangerous chemicals, and the company couldn't convince the FDA they don't deliver more ingredients, like menthol and sweeteners, that make it easier for smokers, especially kids, to get hooked.
Despite decades of work to reduce tobacco use in this country, tobacco use continues to be the leading cause of preventable disease and death. Today's actions reflect the FDA's ability to use its legal authority combined with scientific review to protect public health.
The move was hailed by anti-smoking advocates, like Matthew Myers, president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
Today's decision may be one of the most important actions FDA has taken since it got jurisdiction over tobacco products. The fact that FDA has so clearly articulated that products that deliver menthol more powerfully or have higher levels of sweeteners are going to be scrutinized means that for the first time, tobacco companies have to worry about this in a way they have never had to worry about before.
Stores have 30 days to clear their shelves of the four R.J. Reynolds cigarette products being banned. The company issued a statement late today saying it had supplied the FDA with plenty of evidence that should have allowed its cigarettes to stay on the market. Rob Stein, NPR News.